Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
I felt so validated when I saw this new study out this morning. So I saw this headline. More than half of Americans suffer from P-xiety. Yes, people, this is real. P-anxiety is real. If you're like me, your loved ones have probably thought you're being dramatic or making this up. But no, it is known as P-anxiety. New research shows half of Americans have bathroom anxiety, and a lot of them put off going to the bathroom as a result. The survey found that 51% of people in Maryland have P-anxiety, which, if you don't know, it's when you feel anxious, when you feel stuck in a situation that keeps you from using the bathroom for a long time. So it's almost as if like you have to go even more. And then according to this new study about P-anxiety, another 35% of people say that they've actually missed important life moments because of being in the bathroom, including their child's first steps,
no,
an epic concert finale, and once in a lifetime photo ops. Literally, I'm getting P-anxiety right now,
so
just like talking about this.
The fear of peeing, it's having to pee because you're anxious?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay, yeah. I have that too.
Okay, so literally like, whenever I am on a plane, I have anxiety about getting on the plane and like needing to have to go pee before, because I have this fear of when they tell you you can't get up, because obviously we're ascending into the air,
right,
but not knowing how long that period of time. So I have to calculate in my mind, like, how long it takes us to get into the air. And then there's time where, like, you literally can't get up from your seat before you're able to use the bathroom. And honestly, I don't even know if I, like, genuinely have to pee, but no matter what, I feel inside my soul that I have to pee. And then when I'm on the plane, like, honestly, I don't know if this is normal. Like, I don't know if I need to talk to a therapist about this, because I feel like P-anxiety like runs my life low key.
Yeah.
Like, even running the show right now, because like Kramer's out, and I'm you know, like running all the buttons and stuff like that. And usually I have already a schedule when I can run to the bathroom and stuff.
Right.
But that goes out the window when I'm here by myself.
Is that why you were questioning it so hard earlier when you were like, do I have time? Yes. Do I have time to pee?
Do you remember at the beginning of the show?
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't even know if I actually had to pee, but the thought of knowing that the show is about to start and I wasn't going to be able to pee if I had to made me feel like I had to pee even more. And then it was just terrible.
Okay. As a girly with OCD, it's low-key. It low-key sounds like OCD.
Is it?
I honestly think that might be, like, it might be a tinge of that, because with my OCD, it's like, oh, I have to do this or blank.
Okay.
And it's almost like you're anxious that if you don't pee,
I'm going to have to go. No,
my fear
though is having to go and not being able to go. Like, you do not want to go on a long car ride with me. Like, I have to have an aisle seat, because I have anxiety of needing to go pee, and I feel bad about asking people to get up too many times. Like, going to a concert, I have to look at the set list map out the songs that I can miss. So if I have to pee, am I a psychopath?
I don't think you're a psychopath, but as long as it's not hindering your enjoyment of life.
But it does.
That's my concern.
But I do feel way more seen knowing that 51% of other people in this state also have P-anxiety.
Yeah, that's very validating. I'm glad that we're not alone.
Just know that if you too are struggling with P-anxiety,
you are seen.
You are seen.
You are
heard. And you are loved.
We're holding space.
We hold space for those suffering with P-anxiety. Because you know what? It's hard out here and it's real. We have science. We have science to prove it. All right. Go pee. Bethany, are you there?
Yes.
I got a text from Bethany the baker, and she's also like, we need to have poop anxiety a part of this conversation as well. Mm-hmm. So what were you just sharing with us, Bethany the baker?
Just general bathroom anxiety, really.
Yeah.
But I went on a 12-day cruise that actually turned into a 13-day cruise, and I went to the bathroom twice and was so constipated the entire time because I was just not comfortable not being in my own bathroom.
No, you could not go number two on the cruise because it was because it just wasn't your space.
No, I was so bloated. It was bad.
Wait, why? Even if you were like in the room by yourself, you just couldn't do it because of the vibe?
It wasn't my bathroom. I was like in a tiny little space.
Yeah.
The boat was rocking. It was just, it was not for me.
No, that's even, okay, talking about the boat rocking, when I'm on a plane and like if there's any, even like an ounce of turbulence, then I can't pee. And because I freak out because of like the
too
movement.
Too many sensations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's weird. Like I want to be in my bathroom and that's that.
Oh no.
So yours, like it wasn't even communal. You were just like, I can't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, even in your room, if you were by yourself, and it should be to your point though, a bathroom in general, when you're on a cruise, it's tiny.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it's weird. Like the whole situation's weird. And you know what? I also had anxiety about going number two during my honeymoon because we, Garage Boy and I, were also on a cruise. Mm. I don't know if this is too gross. I'm just going to say it. It's fine.
At that point,
it is what it is. This is the open space. It's me. What do you expect? So I was afraid. I also probably had a touch of the poop anxiety as well because I was so afraid of going number two and like being embarrassed if something happened and it like clogged up the bathroom and someone was going to have to come and like save us or something. But thank God my husband is so like, he like Garage Boy, he's so poop positive that he was like, everything's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. You have nothing to worry about. And like, it was a safe space. But I feel you. Like, I get scared whenever there's like, oh my God, if you're like going to the bathroom at Preakness, you know what I mean? Or like, oh God, don't even get me started on porter potties, you guys.
I just don't know. Like, I was so scared when I got assigned a dorm in college because I was like, if I have a communal bathroom, I will not poop for a year.
It's terrible. Honestly, Bethany the Baker, thank you for sharing that this morning. I love you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Love you guys.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.